Alita, Act One Productions provided great entertainment with their production of I Take This Man by Jack Sharkey. The play is set in an apartment building in modern-day Boston. Giddy, who is always on the lookout for love, happens to stumble upon who she feels is finally Mr. Right. Complications quickly escalate in this comedy as new developments come to life in Giddy's pursuit for love. The cast of Five included local actors and actresses Wes and Rochelle Smith, Sheldon Kyle, Shanna Carrier and Tim Cowan. Carrier was back for her 23rd year on stage, and Cowan for his 24th consecutive year. Wes and Rochelle Smith have 8 and 5 years of experience, respectively, and Kyle made his debut. The last production for Act One was in 2018. With last year's death of Alita area resident Lynette Pete and waning pandemic restrictions, the group got together last fall and decided on performing again. Many living in the Alita area helped with either the play and/or dinner theater. Melissa Gervais handled the catering duties, and many residents took the time to pitch in and help. It was a team effort and the shows attracted audiences from all over Southeast Saskatchewan. Performances were in the evening of March 9, 10 and 12, and a matinee was held March 12. Lorna Silvestre and friends from Redvers and Oxbow attended the March 9 night event. I have been attending the Alita Theatre plays for many years and it was great to see them up and going again. Although Thursday was the first night, the actors didn't miss a beat. It was appetizer night, and the variety of foods were delicious. Many hours were spent in decorating the hall and even the students from school did their part in supplying many purple hearts on the walls in honor of Lynette Pete. The play was lighthearted and funny. Our table of eight had a lot of laughs and it was great to enjoy live actors again. Complete community involvement is needed to put on an event such as this and the half-hour drive was well worth it. You don't have to go to the city to be thoroughly entertained. We look forward to next year's performance. On March 10, Glenda Nielsen attended the dinner and show. After a 4-year hiatus, the Act One cast and crew were back in fine form, treating the audience to a live comedy show full of surprises. As always, the show reflected the commitment of the entire community to showing guests a terrific evening with attention to every detail from hall and set decorations, to costumes, makeup and food. You can always tell when it is drama week in Alita. Susan Shepherd of Alameda attended the event on March 12. My friends and I were treated to a fabulous evening. What a well-attended and great event for a small town. The young people who were waiters and waitresses did such a good job of looking after everyone. Congratulations to all who participated. Tim Cowan was both an actor and a producer of the show. It felt amazing to be back. To see the town and surrounding community back after a 4-year break to put on a show like this makes you feel proud to live in such a tight-knit community with a great group of volunteers. I felt the event went very well and I cannot stress this enough, it couldn't have been done without the help of the many volunteers who put in hundreds of hours of work. This year's event began with an organizational meeting in November with 3-a-week practices beginning the 1st of January. Lynette Pete was one of those people who took on many roles behind the scenes and it was an honor to dedicate this performance to her in her memory. The proceeds from the event get donated back to the Alita Recreation Board to assist with operational expenses. Sometimes the funds get earmarked to a specific project that they might have, such as the new pool they built a few years ago or rink renovations needed after the 2014 flood. It's too early to know what next year will bring, but with the excitement brought on from this year's performance, it would seem to be a good possibility we can do it again. We will be holding an organizational meeting again in November.